We know that in nature there's a principle known as the path of least resistance. Something that's in motion or something that is moving will follow this path of least resistance. We see it, of course, with rivers and streams, that they would much rather follow a valley or create a valley in sandstone and clay than they would in marble. They'll go around marble outcroppings and such like that because it's so much easier for this water to cut this path through this least resistant rock. Same thing if you know anything about electricity. Electricity follows the path of least resistance. It'll follow the circuit that provides less resistance to the electrical current. In fact, as Bill, of course, will be more than happy to share with us, there are things called resistors. Their purpose in life is to provide more resistance so that less electricity flows through a certain circuit. You know, so we see this principle of least resistance in path of least resistance in nature and in the world, but we also see it in our lives. In our lives, we want to follow the paths of least resistance. We want to follow those paths that are the easiest way for us. Most of us don't get up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to go look for some difficulty today. I'm going to go and make my life harder. We want to minimize that difficulty. We want to minimize those troubles in our lives. And this is fine. This is a natural thing. Well, the apostles in the gospel today, or the disciples in the gospel today, they ran into this principle of least resistance. As they said, this saying is hard. Who can accept it? Suddenly, these disciples who are following our Lord find some resistance in following him because our Lord tells them that they have to eat his flesh and drink his blood if they want salvation. Suddenly, that's something that's difficult to understand. It's no longer easy to follow our Lord. There's a challenge there to what they thought they had to do to follow him. And many of the disciples followed the path of least resistance in their lives. They went back to where they were before, went back to living their lives and doing their jobs as they were before. They were no longer accompanying our Lord and went back to their former way of life, as the gospel tells us. Now, this is a natural reaction. We see the apostles do it. The apostles in another place in the gospels, especially right after our Lord's death, what does St. Peter and some of the other apostles do? They go back after our Lord died. They go back to their fishing. They go back to working as fishermen. They leave the other apostles and go back to where they were before. The challenge for us is that Christianity is not the path of least resistance. Christianity brings difficulty with us. You know, no one ever said it was going to be easy to follow our Lord. It's not easy for us to say with Peter, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. It's not easy to make that profession of faith. It's not easy to make the same choice in our lives that the Israelites did in the first reading. Far be it from us to forsake the Lord for the service of other gods. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. It's not easy for us to give up the gods of the world. Now, we're not talking about the false gods of other countries like the Israelites were. But there are gods in our world. There are things that are worshipped in our world today that we have to reject to follow the one true God. And it's hard to make that decision. And it's not easy, in the words of St. Paul, to be subordinate to one another out of reverence for Christ. It's not easy for us to place someone else above us, to have the humility to put ourselves second. It's not easy to do that. We want to stay in our pride. But to follow our Lord means to be challenged. If we are to follow our Lord, we are going to be challenged. We're going to be challenged in how we live our lives. We're going to be challenged in what we believe. And we're going to be challenged in what we hold dear. As our Lord says, it is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. We are challenged as Christians to set aside the things of the world, the things of the flesh, and to take up, to accept the things of the Spirit, to hear the words that are spirit and life. Of course, Christianity is not just a set of principles. We need to remember that. It's not just a set of principles in our lives, a set of a philosophy that we can mold and shape how we want it. Instead, Christianity is a relationship with our Lord. It's a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved the church and handed himself over to her to sanctify her, as St. Paul puts it. This is why we are challenged in how we live our lives, because this relationship, our Lord wants us to come to us in this relationship, but there are things that we need to give up. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to enter eternal life. So our challenge as Christians is to not follow the path of least resistance, but to take on that challenge, take on that difficulty, and to allow ourselves to be nourished by Christ and to follow his words of eternal life.